Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting. They can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for true good sleep. So press play on Good Sleep tonight. Because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily. This is Optimal Finance Daily, episode 1894. Here's why you shouldn't be picking individual stocks, by Camilo Maldonado of thefinancetwins.com. And I'm your host and personal finance enthusiast, Diana Merriam. This is actually one of multiple shows in our network covering different topics like personal development, health, and relationships. So if you like narration-style podcasts, be sure to search for Optimal Living Daily wherever you're hearing this and check out our other shows. For now, let's get right to it and continue optimizing your life. Here's why you shouldn't be picking individual stocks. By Camilo Maldonado of thefinancetwins.com. We've covered how to start investing in the stock market and which types of accounts you can use. If you've listened to it, then you'll remember that you may need several different types of accounts if you're fortunate enough to have maxed out your 401k and IRA. Needing to use a taxable account because you've exhausted your tax-favored options is a great problem to have, because it means you're investing more of your money. Now let's go over what to invest in. You might be surprised to know that you shouldn't pick stocks. First, here's the 10,000 foot view of the stock market. In order to raise capital or money, companies may sell shares of their company on the stock market. These shares are publicly traded and there's a fixed number available. If someone wants to buy a share, someone else who owns a share must be selling it. This is supply and demand that determines the price of a company's shares, usually driven by how the company is doing or predicted to do. Now that we're on the same page, let's get down to the nitty-gritty of why the best investors in the world all say the same thing. Do not pick and invest in individual stocks. Humans cannot predict the future. Picking stocks is hard. No one has a crystal ball to predict which company's shares will go through the roof and which will tank. If there was a simple way to reliably predict which stocks would outperform the rest, then every financial advisor in every corner of our country would be a billionaire. For every billionaire made by the stock market, there are countless more going broke. You may be asking, but if the stock market is so risky and unpredictable, how do people make so much money? Let us introduce you to the index fund. An index fund is a group of stocks that you can buy as a bundle. By purchasing an index fund, you will own a whole group of stocks. This will protect yourself from some of the risk of picking the wrong stocks. In that index fund, some stocks will go up and some will go down. However, as John Bogle, the late founder of Vanguard, pointed out in his books, the stock market as a whole has always gone up over the long term. This means that if your portfolio or investments reflects the broader stock market, your investment will grow over a long period of time, even as some individual stocks go down. How do you invest in the entire stock market? You don't need to be a millionaire to own the entire stock market. By buying index funds that reflect the S&P 500, which includes 500 of the largest companies on the stock exchanges, your investments, tax-favored or taxable, will track the performance of the greater stock market. This may sound too simple, but it's not. In fact, in 2007, Warren Buffett bet $1 million that an S&P 500 index fund could outperform a group of hedge funds, professional investment managers, over 10 years. Needless to say, he won the bet. The S&P 500 index fund beat out a lot of really smart financial professionals who spend all of their time trying to make as much money as possible. The numbers simply don't lie. Choosing individual stocks is a losing game. We want all of you to be winners. Be a winner. But the stock market doesn't always go up. You're right. There are good times, bull markets, and bad times, bear markets. The S&P 500 index fund not only guarantees you the profits made by the stock market, but the losses too. In fact, the stock market and the economy cycles through periods of growth and decline. We're probably due for another bear market, as the last one was during the 2008 recession. Don't freak out and sell everything when it happens. We expect it to happen. Just remember that over a long period of time, say your investment lifetime, the stock market has always grown and things should pick up. Just stick to your investing plan and have confidence that good times are ahead. You'll never be able to time the market perfectly, so the best advice is to invest regularly, regardless of whether you think we are at the peak or an all-time low. Still not convinced? If you're still unsure about whether or not you should pick individual stocks, or you don't trust us or Warren Buffett, we leave you with a quote from one of our favorite finance professors. Quote, "Don't pick stocks. Picking individual stocks is for idiots." End quote. Well, there you have it. You just listened to the post titled, "Here's Why You Shouldn't Be Picking Individual Stocks," by Camilo Maldonado of thefinancetwins.com. Have you been using Mint to manage your finances? First, the bad news. Mint is shutting down. And now, the good news. There's a better alternative. Our sponsor, Monarch Money. Mint users are turning to Monarch Money and loving it. Maybe you're saving for a down payment, a wedding, a dream vacation, your kids' college. I've found that Monarch makes it easy to help you reach your financial goals, whatever they are. I definitely wouldn't be able to allocate my finances or plan as clearly without help from Monarch. In fact, Monarch is the top-rated all-in-one personal finance app. It gives you a comprehensive view of all of your accounts, investments, transactions, and more. Create custom budgets, set goals, and collaborate with your partner. And now get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. After trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. That's monarchmoney.com/OFD for your extended 30-day free trial. I procrastinated in my 20s when it came to investing because I felt like I didn't understand enough about investing to do it confidently. And when I would try to learn on my own, it really intimidated me. If you've been listening for a while, you know that J.L. Collins' book, The Simple Path to Wealth, is what cured me of my investing fears. I also realized over time that I don't need to know everything about investing in order to properly save for retirement. And even now, as someone who reads and talks about money every day, I still don't know everything. I'm learning right alongside you as I narrate these posts. Sometimes I think the financial services industry purposely makes things complicated so that we're willing to pay the high management fees for a financial advisor. But it doesn't have to be that way. We can educate ourselves enough to be confident about our financial choices. And then if we do hire a financial advisor, we'll be in a position to ask the right questions and feel more confident that we're working with someone we can trust. The fact that you're listening to this podcast is a great sign that you have a bright financial future ahead of you. That should do it for today. Have a happy rest of your day, and I'll see you on the Wednesday show tomorrow, where your optimal life awaits.